a century ago this week, the wealthiest U.S. black community was burned to the ground in Tulsa, Oklahoma. More than 300 black people were killed, 1,000 homes and businesses were looted and set on fire. To make matters worse, systems were put in place to prevent the business owners from rebuilding. And of course, we're a little more than a year past the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis that launched a racial reckoning in our country. At the heart of the protests and powerful discussions are nine black women who are the mayors of some of our biggest cities, including Muriel Bowser here in D.C. Maya King covers national politics for Politico. She joins us live on Skype this afternoon. And these nine black women are running these big cities. That is a record. Maya, you've been writing about the harsh spotlight on them during the past year. Locally, of course, we're most involved with Muriel Bowser of D.C. She's had multiple challenges, including COVID, rising crime, continued racial inequities that go back a long time. From your reporting, how is Bowser doing ahead of her reelection year?
Well, I think you said it. You summed it up that she has a number of crises that she's had to handle. But overall, it seems that in spite of those things, a number of community advocates and those who are familiar with her work, still are willing to work with her on a number of things. Now, whether or not this bodes any, I mean, these crises were certainly something that, no mayor could really be adequately prepared for. And whether they bode well for her reelection campaign, I think remains to be seen. However, she still has maintained relationships in the business community, has learned, of course, how to work with the activist community, and has a lot still that she said that she plans to do in order to advance racial equity in the District of Columbia.
What is the main knock against her from critics?
Well, I think if you talk to activists, and the main community activists who criticize her work, it's a lot has to do with policing and Metropolitan Police and its relationship with communities of color in the district. And I think that a number of folks, at least those who I've talked to, have really criticized her not only for what they perceive as her not being hard enough on law enforcement, but also, of course, the very controversial issue of police funding. And even after 2020, with its heightened attention being paid to police violence and misconduct, we saw that the police budget for the District of Columbia did not change. In fact, it actually increased. And so a number of activists that I've spoken with have said that that's really one of their biggest gripes with her.
Did Bowser speak with you for this article or an advocate of hers?
No, I did not speak with the mayor for this story. I reached out to her office several times, but was unable to secure an interview with her for this story.
What does D.C.'s mayor have to hang her hat on? Isn't modern D.C. still seen as quite a success story that she's helped to uphold, or is it mostly a success story, some would say, for white people?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask, and that's not just across racial lines. A number of folks have certainly said that businesses have been able to thrive under her tenure. But I think on the other side of that, there are many people who say, yes, but who at what cost? Of course, we know that the District of Columbia over the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years has certainly seen a wave of gentrification that's brought a lot of new business to the city, a lot of new residents, certainly a fair amount of growth. However, it's also created a lot of disenfranchisement for the city's black communities. It's very true that, the belief that living east of the river in Ward 7 and 8 automatically certainly negates a kind of lower quality of life. But I think that if you look at the data, not just across life expectancy, but also even the recent stories out that say that residents of Ward 8 have actually died disproportionate amounts of COVID, even after this vaccination push. I mean, these are all things that people, I think, have looked at Mayor Bowser to say that her plan and her tenure has served some communities, but has underserved others.
I'm sorry to leave you just a few seconds. Do you have a final thought?
Well, I think it's been a tough year. It's been a very tough year for mayors, period, but for black mayors and black women mayors who represent the communities that support them, it's been particularly difficult. And so Mayor Bowser is not unlike a number of other municipal leaders in how she's had to navigate that.
Well, Maya, I have to confess, I wish we had a lot more time because you're writing about Atlanta's Keisha Lance Bottoms and Chicago's Lori Lightfoot are equally interesting. And of course, we invite everyone to read it all. But thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Maya King, who covers national politics for Politico. One of her most recent pieces is about the black women who are running some of the nation's largest cities, including Muriel Bowser of D.C.